When you guys go fast the way you did to get the tempo going, how much more gets put on Eli and what he has to do at the line?
Not much more. No.
How do you think Eli's been looking?
You know what? Eli's doing a nice job. He's making good, decisive decisions. You know, quarterback's never going to make every decision perfect. There's always a few plays you'd like to have back. When you look at the whole body of work, he's doing a hell of a job.
You guys had to get the ball out quick. There, you did get the ball out quick this past week. What kind of challenges does that put on you and the quarterbacks? I mean, it was less than 2 seconds is what they estimated.
Yeah, you know what? Every week we try to put a plan together, go out there and execute the plan. Every week you'd like to get the ball out as fast as possible.
When you do that, though, do you get into situations like the second interception where, you know, the guy's just kind of thrown right at him?
No, you know what? That second interception, Eli, he saw a nice throwing lane. Linebacker made a nice play. He got his hands on it. Those things happen, and you move on.
But it doesn't, I guess, create a margin for error if you keep doing that. I mean, is it sustainable, I guess, to throw the ball like that every play, every week?
Well, you like to have balance in your offense, you know. And in that particular play, hey, you got to trust what you see, be decisive. If he feels the defender, you move through the progression.
What are you doing with Davis at this point? How do you?
And I tell you what.
How do you keep him busy? How do you keep him?
Yeah, we're all having a lot of fun, from Eli, Geno, and Davis. Davis in a great situation where, you know, gets to prepare in the classroom, gets to go out and work on the field. Work extra on the fundamentals. He actually works ahead on the next opponent, you know, doing some film study things. Great experience for him.
How much different is having like a guy like that as the third quarterback? Like Josh Johnson, you don't have to worry about developing. And like with Davis, I'm sure you have to invest some time to make sure he's developing, right?
Yeah, it's fun, you know, because coaching's teaching and skill development. So for myself, have three great guys in the room, having a young guy like Davis. You know, like on game day, we go out early and work on the fundamentals and the skill development.
That's something that's specially designed for him, obviously, because you didn't see.
Well, it's not designed for him. You got to look at your situation of what you have. You know, he's young. He was a drafted rookie. So, you know, you want to take advantage of every opportunity possible to continue to develop his skills in the classroom and on the field. You know, the fundamentals, the techniques, working on his eye discipline.
It also seemed like you had the other day, I forget what day it was, just like a select group of guys, I guess guys don't necessarily play as much or didn't get the playing time or maybe need more reps, got some kind of workout in, or how much is that designed for Davis and what is he able to do in that setting?
Well, that's designed for the guys that didn't get a lot of opportunities on game day. Because, hey, you got to remember now, repetition is the mother of learning. So we just tried to maximize every possible possible opportunity to get better.
Is that new though? Is that something you've done?
No, Coach McAdoo has done it. In college football, we always did it. You know, when I was at Fresno State, Pat Hill called it Sunday night football. Guys that didn't play Saturday, you're scrimmaged. Because the only way to get better is to play the game.
You have a name for it here?
No, it's opportunity period.
That's the carry. That's the carryover from the summer when you used to do the opportunity period.
Sure.
With the guys.
And you did it before the game. I think it, the Monday night game here, it looked like the practice squad guys were out. Is that?
Well, what you look at throughout the league, you know, it's just not us. But usually when you have a game, guys that might be down or, you know, like your third quarterback. Coach Solari has done it for years with offensive linemen wherever he's coached. You go out there early and you put the guys through a workout.
You said, you know, he's in the classroom and on game day as a role. The big thing with him was he hadn't been in an offense like this in college. How has he just picked it up, in your opinion?
Oh, he's picked it up great.
How do you know? How did you demonstrate that?
Well, just working with him every day, you can see he's a quick learner. You know, not only in the classroom but on the field. You know, he can see it and he reacts quickly. Makes good, decisive decisions, works hard at it, understands the fundamentals and techniques, is very coachable. You know, when you when you teach him something, he can apply it on the field very quickly.
Eli got hit a lot the first 2 weeks of the season. Did you see any kind of apprehension with him? Or, you know,
No, there's never apprehension. You know, Eli tries to play decisive.
How's Gino coming along?
Man, Gino's been great. I tell you what, really impressed with, one, the person. He loves football. He's very passionate. He works very hard, very bright, understands football. He's been very well coached in the past, you know, systematically. Works hard at it. Talented young man. I think his best days are all ahead of him.
Did you know him before? Did you have any preconceived impressions of him?
You know, I didn't. The first time I really got a chance to sit down and watch him was this past winter.
What did you say?
Man, I saw a guy that was athletic, that could play within the pocket, could extend plays with his feet. A guy that is a coach, you say, wow, I'd like to get my hands on that and see where we can take it.
What is he like? Better.
I mean, yeah, there's obviously Eli, you know, it's just not Eli, but we're talking about quarterback play, right? So
he's
think
really quarterback that plays.
Yeah, but it's throughout the league. It's right. The game itself. You know, every quarterback would love to have a couple plays back after every game, you know. So there's always a couple decisions. There's always a couple throws. So if you look at it that way, you just like to maximize opportunities, minimize mistakes. Protect the ball. Don't turn it over.
I know you want to complete every pass, but how important is completion percentage? His completion percentage?
Completion percentage in National Football League is critical. I think we're completing around 73%, which is great right now. It keeps the ball moving forward, keeps moving the chains. You know, you get more first downs, you keep the keep our defense on the side, gives you a better chance to score points. But there's got to be a great balance between running and throwing also.